All right, we'll continue with UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are home hosting BYU on Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Jim, starting a rookie quarterback in the NFL and starting a true freshman quarterback in the Pac-12, are they pretty much the same thing, or are they very different?
In my opinion, it's very different. It's much more difficult to play in the NFL. I think that anyone that that has been in both leagues understands that the NFL is a different animal, and the level of play is so much higher than we have here at the college level. I don't even think it's close. I think it's much easier to start as a freshman in college than it is in the NFL.
Now, this has been true for just about every team in the Pac-12, but the sack numbers, it's a two-game sample size, but the sack numbers are down. Watching film, if your teams are doing well on defense but haven't been getting to the quarterback, what's your analysis on what's going on out there?
Well, we have been getting to the quarterback. We just haven't been sacking him. We've been forcing bad throws. I mean, the guy completed 6 balls on Saturday. He was constantly harassed. He was hit. He was pressured. But the sack numbers, as you stated, are down. I don't know the reason for that. Maybe the quick passing game has something to do with that. You know, people getting the ball out of the quarterback's hand a little bit quicker. But I don't know.
Okay, thanks.
Sure thing.
Your next question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman, U.S. Today.
Hey, Jim.
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm just wondering, in your coaching, whether it's in the NFL, but mostly in college, is there a time of season that you sort of expect to be able to figure out your team's identity?
I don't know. I mean, you'd love to think that you know from the start, but you really don't. I think you have to get yourself into some really difficult, tough games and see how you react before you can really firmly establish who you are. But the sooner the better, you know. I think that, you know, you try to create an identity through your work habits and your expectations and your standards and things like that. But until you get to that moment of truth, you never really know.
Yeah. Particularly after the Virginia game, when Josh made such a public impact, did you foresee a situation where you might have another freshman play at the Rose Bowl who comes in with even more hype than Josh with Tanner Mangum this week?
No, I didn't think of that. I didn't think of that. I'm sorry.
Have you been able to look at him and see sort of what you guys need to be on your toes about with him, Mangum?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He's got a gun, and he can throw it a long ways, and he's very mobile, and he stays alive, and he's very, very confident, and his receivers react well down the field when the play breaks down in the pocket and he starts to scramble. And he's just playing with a high level of confidence, which, you know, he's a 22-year-old young man. So I think he's older than anyone on our team, and yet he's a freshman. And so it doesn't surprise me that he's playing with that level of confidence, given his age and given the success that he's had in the first 2 games.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Kilgore, The Washington Post.
Hi, Jim. This is a little bit of like an abstract kind of a question for you.
Okay.
With the way college football is going, you see, you know, teams playing really fast, scoring a lot of points. You see, I think 6 or 7 teams have scored 70 this year. You see 80 every once in a while. Do you think we'll ever see, or we'll see in the near future, a team score 100 points in a game?
I would imagine we probably will. It sounds like it's headed that way. I just hope it's not 100-0.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, we ran 98 plays the other night, and I don't think that's unusual anymore in college football to see that many plays. And these athletes are so dynamic and so explosive, and these coordinators are so creative, and the rules are set up for offenses to score. It's exciting. I mean, it's certainly fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, like what factors do you think would have to sort of be in place for it to happen?
Well, first of all, you'd have to score on every possession.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to steal some possessions from your opponent. You know, probably have to, you know, convert an onside kick, a fake punt. You'd certainly have to get a number of takeaways. But in order to score 100 points, what do you have, 7 points a touchdown? So
it's got to be 15 possessions. Yeah.
Ooh, man, that's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah, maybe I'll retract my statement that I think it's going to happen. I don't know. 15 possessions, that's a lot. I don't know. You have to find a way to get 15 possessions first.
Although you could have 13, you could score on 13 possessions, and you add in 2 non-offensive touchdowns, and then you might have it.
There you go.
That's a lot, though. Still stretching it.
You're smarter than me. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I'm assuming it'll happen. I mean, Will Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game, so I'm sure it'll happen sometime.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for hearing me. Appreciate
it. Okay, sure.
Yep.
Your next question comes on the line of Kyle Kingsbean, Athlon Sports.
Coach, with the offensive line, this is kind of carrying over from last season, but the offensive line really kind of playing well above where they were maybe at this time a year ago. What have they been able to do differently that's given them so much success from your point of view?
Well, they're an experienced group that's played together now. And so they have a really good feel for not only our system, but, you know, how to play alongside each other. And they're playing with a lot of confidence, and they have a lot of trust. And they're a good group of players that now have, like I said, that experience, which, you know, tends to give you some confidence.
And when you move a guy to guard, are you able to get a sense in practice of how he's going to acclimate to that change?
Well, he's never played much guard in practice, at least not this year. Maybe he has in the past. But those guys, you know, they have to know each other's roles, and at least from a mental standpoint. Now, the physical part of it's going to be more difficult. But Caleb's incredibly bright, and, you know, he just did it for a half. It's not like he's going to play there anymore. He just did it for the one half. So he just did it to get another tackle in the game, Colton Miller. So, anyway.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Sure thing.
Your next question comes from the line of Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com.
And most of your entire professional life has been dealing with quarterbacks who are elite athletes, veterans, guys that were used to the position. What does it say about Josh that he's been able to pick this up, you know, this soon, all since January?
Well, I think it's a huge compliment to his intelligence, his work ethic, his commitment, the coaching that he's getting from Taylor Mazzoni. Josh is just a unique young man. You know, the most impressive thing about him through the first 2 weeks has not been necessarily to me the way that he's actually played, snapped a whistle. It's been the way that he's absorbed and processed information. It's been the poise that he's shown. It's been his ability to move from moment to moment, you know, and overcome a good play or move past a bad play. He's just incredibly even-keeled and consistent in his personality. And when you combine that with that emotional stability with the skill set he has, you know, I think it lends itself towards a real opportunity to be a great player. Now, he's got a lot of work to do, but he's willing to do it. He wants to do it. He's excited to do it. He's a junkie, a football junkie. I better say a football junkie.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Jim, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Okay. All right, pal, thanks.
Bye.